One of the things that the Akita Halachos talks a lot about is how little we perceive the love that the Rebbein Shalom has for us. And that causes, you know, many problems that we don't perceive right, the right perception. But in many, many different chapters, he keeps repeating this, that what people have to know, no matter what in the world they have done, they have caused, the Rebbein Shalom wants the world to have a tikkun. And the world will have a tikkun. And the love of Hashem, you know, goes, spreads far beyond we could imagine. So, I'd like to explain this concept, because the Churban B'Samigdash, the destruction of the temple, came because for the lack of really understanding the great love that Hashem had to us, and also at Sinas Chinam, people did not get along. But let me just first start the Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, why is it that the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed? The Gemara says the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. We know there was Avodah Zarah, idol worshipping. There was murder, rampage, and promiscuity, Gilaroyes. So we understand why it got destroyed. But the second Beis Hamikdash, that didn't exist. Why did it get destroyed? The Gemara answers there was Sinas Chinam, hate for no reason. Now, Sinas Chinam does not mean you woke up, you looked at a guy, you don't like the way he's dressed, and I don't like him. That doesn't mean that. You know, we're not talking about childish, you know, 10-year-old girl, 10-year-old boy, children. We're talking about adults who, you know, got insulted, and from everything, we make a global situation, and we bear a grudge, and we just don't want to, you know, we have hate. You know, the Torah, Rash explains, Sinas Chinam means that, the word Sinas Chinam means that it's a hate which the Torah did not allow. The Torah says, you see a person sinning, clearly, and there's nothing you could do, you allow to dislike him. But most people don't dislike someone because you saw him going to Burger King and sneak a sandwich. I don't think anyone, you met a from guy, he's knocking the Burger King, and I videotaped him, and I hate his guts. Unfortunately, we don't have that L'Shem Shemayim. Normally, when we hate someone, we're jealous, and we're hurt, and most often it's silly. So that is Sinas Chinam. Now, where the root of Sinas Chinam came, and very interesting, why did this develop this way? And you should know, the Gemara also relates that even though by sedition there was no hate amongst the population, but the heads of the Klal Yisrael had a dislike for each other. So the question is, where does this root start? So the Kli Yukah, this week's Parsha, and many Mefarsh HaTorah says this concept, this week there's a pasuk in the Torah that is the most frightening verse that you could imagine. I mentioned this once before. I just want to read it again inside. It's pasuk Chav Zayin. It says in the Chumash, "V'terogni be'Eloheichem." You spoke slanderously in your tent. You said, God took us out of the land of Egypt because He hates us. That is a frightening. He says he wishes to deliver it into the hands of the Ammonites to destroy us. Imagine that, you know, children love to push the button. You know, if you have your children like to say, "Mom, if you really like me, you should have gotten me the toy. You really don't like me." They know that somehow that pushes the wrong button. Here, the Torah says, Klal Yisrael accused Hashem that He didn't like us. I mean, it's It's really very childish. But let me tell you what the Zohar says, and that opens our mind to understand everything. The words Eichu Yashu Budad Hu'ir Haribasi. That's the first words of Eichu. So the Zohar says it makes out the word Eva. Eva means a grudge, angry. Eva is a, you know, many translated, but it includes everything. Angry, depressed, unhappy. Eva is a very, you know, when who said the word Eva? Hashem said to Chava, the Eva, and hatred I'll put between you and the snake. You know, I don't know if many people love snakes. Usually not. Usually. There's an Eva, because the snake was the one who spoke Lashnara. There's an Eva, a hatred. So the Zohar says in the words, Eichu, Yashu, Budariz Eva. That started when Udam Harishon sinned. You know, to make it very simple, if a person is very much in love with someone, truly loves the person, by mistake he hurt the person, he wouldn't say it's his fault, her fault. It's, I'm so sorry, I didn't realize it. You know, like, that's the reaction. Udam Harishon made a terrible mistake. He ate of the fruit. He did. So the Rabbeinu Shlomo comes to him and says, Ayeku. Remember last week I said the word Ayeku is the same words as Eichu. He asks him, where are you? That's a very powerful question. If you take the word into yourself, it is really, where are you? It's like a parent asking, what have you done? I don't want to hear the answer. Anyway, you know, what have you done? Don't you answer the question. I want you to hold the question. So Rav Shem asked Udam Ayeku, so Udam Ayeku starts giving Teritzim. He should have realized right away, he said, Rabbeinu Shalom, I am so sorry. If you would have felt still the love of Hashem with him, it's common, you know, you watch young couples, if I'm staying, I'm so sorry. You know, you married a long time, you know, don't feel so sorry. But you know, when the love is powerful, and you know, it's like, wow, I really hurt you, when the love is strong, you right away say, I'm sorry. So if other Marishan would have felt, would have taken into himself, but what we do is we project. You know, you probably don't like me. You know, there are people out there. If you don't like me because I said this, and if I would have said, I also wouldn't have liked me. So I don't like you, you don't like me. It's a vicious thing. They come into the, it comes not believing that we are loved. So, you know, I sometimes like to meditate on different things. If you would think of the greatness of Hashem, it's unbelievable what we know, what we see outside. You know, I was trying to think of a galaxy which is 10 million light years away. And it's 70,000 light years wide. You know, Hashem is like, you know what 10 million light years away means? Most of us have no idea. If you haven't studied, you know, if the closest star that is about 4 light years away, it will take 80,000 years getting there with a satellite traveling 24,000 miles an hour. If I could circle the globe in 1 hour, 24,000 miles, it will take me 80,000 years to get to the closest star. I mean, the Hashem is endless. Literally, that love, Hashem is endless, and His love to us is endless. You know, He knows we're going to mess up. That's why He created tshuva before. So because Udam Harishon did not take into himself that the Rebbeinu Shlom loves him, I could say I'm sorry, Klal Yisrael perpetuated the same idea. They said to the monk, Hashem really doesn't... You know how painful this is? If you have a great marriage and you work so hard to help your spouse and she turns around or the other way around doesn't make it, you know, everything you did, you don't like me. You know what you did? You just meant yourself. What? You know how painful that is? We tell Hashem, that means He took out of Mitzrayim with 10 makas, split the sea, gave us man, gave us water, gave us everything, and now not covered. You know, you really don't like me. You know, I tell young couples, when they right before they get married, you know, every young couple thinks, we'll never argue. You know that. We experienced with that already. And I always tell them, it's not so bad, you're going to argue. Arguing, you tell yourself, you're going to be disappointed, you'll argue. Never say you never loved me. Young people often do, you know, I shouldn't have married you. You know, my sister told me not to marry you. You ever heard that? You know? Never say such words. I think in English they say, bottom of the belt, I say in English,
below the belt.
Never. Because when you say you never love, that's so hurtful and it's so not true. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam loves us. And we cried, that Tisha B'Av, we cried saying, you don't love us. You know, imagine men sitting and crying. I have a hard time imagining this every year. We men, how often see men crying already? The Tisu Kola Edu Eskoilom Ateivt. They got together and cried. And they were convinced that they were doomed. This week's passion. That pasuk is over there in Shlach. And this week's pasuk just says, Chalish accused Hashem for disliking us. And that's why we have to cry Tisha B'Av. Because it's a tikkun to say, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, how in the world, how do we accuse you such a thing? And that's why the Shechina left us. Shechina means we don't feel close to Hashem. No one wakes up in the morning and says, you know, God, I miss you. No, we don't. You don't wake up. You wake up in the morning and say, oh, yeah, it's another day. It's a hot day. And we don't go to say, I miss you, Hashem. So coming back, the tikkun of Tisha B'Av and the 9 days is really to tell yourself, over and over, we have to cry that the Shechina left us, and the more we cry for it, the closer we'll get to Hashem. And we have to tell ourselves, Hashem loves you, over and over. The Sfas Emes from the great Tzaddikim said a very, very profound word. He said, "So the Meraglim, the Chet of the Meraglim." I mentioned this 2 weeks ago, caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Chet Meraglim was on Tisha B'Av. It wasn't Hashem says, you cry for no reason, you're going to be crying that night. It wasn't that Hashem chose that night to be a bad luck night. It was because we cried and we accused Hashem doesn't like us. The Beis HaMikdash represents the love that Hashem has it. Who built the Beis HaMikdash? Shlomo HaMelech. Who wrote Shir HaShirim? The ultimate poem of love, Shlomo HaMelech. The Beis HaMikdash represents the enormous love that we have to each other. And we accused Hashem, so slowly it ate away, and the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed. And that causes all our problems. The war in Israel today is the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So it says the Sfas Emes, if you go around screaming in your mind, Hashem loves me, that is the greatest tikkun of the Chet Meraglim you could imagine. And most, you know, I tell this to people, sometimes they have such a hard time believing it, Hashem loves me. There's two reasons they have a hard time. They have no relationship with Hashem. And that's what I said, that is what part is missing in Yiddishkeit. Everyone, Baruch Hashem, they try to keep all the mitzvahs, but the spiritual thing, you know, like being in love with Hashem. I've mentioned this often, but it has to be mentioned just to understand. If a person is married and a guy is sitting and he's cold to his wife, but does exactly what needs to, earns money, pays the bills, has a good, nice house, but is cold to her like a turkey, she can't live this way. Now imagine the other way around. He's singing poems with his, guitar and his sons of love all day long. She's going to take the pot and bang him over the head. Get a job. Bang over the head. He's singing poems of love all day long. Get a job. A marriage needs two things. The relationship of Hashem needs two things. It needs We have to do what we have to do. We'll bring us goes. And we need to be in love. And the reason we're so far from this, because we don't have the Bismigdash. And the reason we don't have the Bismigdash is because we never took into ourselves how much Hashem loves us. So the taking of all this is to tell ourselves the Shechina left us because we accused it in a terrible accusation. And in the Lakita Halachas, there's pages of pages. He explains how Rav Nachman used to say, people, you have no idea how much God loves you. We are His handicraft. None of us did, you know, let me just tell you a big secret. None of us did one stitch of your body how it looks. We do nothing. We just fill up the tank. You know, we have to fill it up every day. But, you know, how long you're going to live, what ailments you're going to have. Nothing. You know, isn't it amazing? I always tell myself the most important thing of life, we have no idea what's going to happen. The most important thing that's going to happen to us will exit this world. How, when, and where, Hashem doesn't tell you. But He does tell us that He wants you. You are wanted by Hashem. And that was the Chorim B'Samigdash, the Shekhinah left us. It's so hard to be close to Hashem because we caused the Shekhinah to leave. You know, let me try to explain this in a Chassidic way. You know, the Gemara says, the day of the B'Samigdash was destroyed, the world is run by the two letters of Hashem. You know, Tehillim ends, Kol HaNeshama Tehallel Yah Hallelujah. You know how it ends. So the Gemara says, Tehillim ends with the Shem Yud Kei. Because the Vav Kei, remember I explained this once before, represents the Shekhinah in this world. To make it a little bit more simpler, you know, the Kiddushin, when a person gets married, they give the ring to the Kala, that's the half of the marrying. That's the Yud Hei, Zocha Ish V'Isha Shekhinah B'neihem. You know what that means? A husband and a wife have the schus, they have a good marriage, the Shekhinah rest. The Yud is Ish, and Hei is the Isha. That's the Yud Kei. And the Ksuba, the marriage, is the Vav Kei. Ksuba has a Vav Kei in it. The Zohar says, when the Bismigdash was destroyed, the book got separated, the Yud Kei from the Vav Kei. So right now, we only have Kol HaNeshama Talul Ka, we don't have UK. Let me tell you what the Yismach Moshe says. There's many Chassidish Shom say this. Yismachi HaShumayim. Heavens are happy. The Sogei HaOretz and the land will be glad. You know, Yismachi HaShumayim, the Sogei HaOretz is Yud Kei Vav Kei. You know that. Yismachi HaShumayim is Yud Kei V'Sogei HaOretz is the letters, the name of Hashem. Yismich HaShumah in heaven, they're always happy with the Shekhinah is there. V'Sogei L'Oretz, right now it's not, it will be glad. Heaven is always happy. We are not, isn't that super amazing? That most people, 90% of the time, walk around unhappy. To me, it's astounding. You know why it's so astounding to me? Because we live a life, since Adam Rishon was kicked out of Gan Eden, no one had such a life. I just had to go today to the base of Kvaris. One of the people in my shul made a Kamas Matseva for his mother. I pointed out to people, one day I looked at the graves. In the 1960s and the 50s, most people did not live past 62, 63. One grave I saw, it says he was 78 years old, and he says, Zokon, old Sfar Yumen, very old, 78. Today we look 78, a young man. You know, our life is blessed beyond our imagination. But we walk around like the biggest stretch. We walk around like we feel like we're still plowing the fields with our bare hands. Why is this? This comes from the Eva. Eva means the grudge, the unhappiness that Chava got. And that comes because the Shekhinah is not with us. That's why Eichu Yashva Buddha. We're alone. Buddha means we're really alone. And because we don't have this, if a person you know, feels great about life. You know, he's very happy. You know, this week's parsha, it says also Echo. I don't know if you realize, and right, Vashebeni says a verse. It's very interesting. Echo Esa Lavadi Turachachem. How can I carry myself? Single-handed, your tactical leader maneuvers, burden of your slander and your disputes. So Rashi says, what? Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu was so great, and he says, Eichel. But let me tell you what the Mefarshim ask. Mefarshim ask a very powerful question. This Eichel represents the Eichel of the Chorban? All Moshe Rabbeinu said to us, you guys are, you know, I say in English, you know, attack each other, are busy with silly things. That's what really he says, Eichel. So the simple pshat is, many learn, this. The reason he was using this explanation, because he was trying to tell us a very interesting thing. Trying to tell us we always fight. We like young children, busy fighting. But let me tell you what the Siddush Yisroelim say. You know, if Klal Yisrael would have attached them to Moshe Rabbeinu, in fully trusted Moshe Rabbeinu, they never would have gotten to trouble. Let's take the Meraglim. The Meraglim come back and they kick up a storm and they tell Klal Yisrael, well, you know, you guys are going to get killed. It's going to be terrible. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, calm down. Hashem is great. He made Kriyas Yamsev. No. They didn't believe him. They would have believed it. The proof is, as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu says, you're not going to Eretz Mitzrayim, all of a sudden, hey, we're going! They're amazing. If you read the parsha, as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem says, you're not going, well, we're going. Because what happened was not, the Eichu was so terrible because they didn't trust Moshe Rabbeinu. And you know, this is something that, you know, we struggle. The main thing that what Chassidus Shalom bring out, I want to bring out, is that the lack of trusting Moshe, the lack of feeling loved by Hashem, caused us to walk around with sinas chinam, hate. And sinas chinam is the worst thing. You see, you don't have to, and I tell this to people, you don't have to greet everyone. Someone hurt you, okay? Yeah. But walking around with a grudge and an unhappiness, and I asked a guy once. He was extremely, you know, recently fuming at someone who slandered him, and he was fuming. He came to me Shabbos. I just my Shabbos was disturbed, and I said, "Long young man, I want to ask you a question. If you win the $50 million lottery." Would you be so angry with him? Oh, then I'll just, wouldn't care what he thinks about me. So I said, so you see, it's just what he thinks about you. You know, he says something bad, he doesn't think. See, what really boils down, people don't feel good about themselves, don't believe that they're lovable. If you really just sit and tell yourself, I was put on this earth. I always tell myself, I didn't choose my parents. Hashem didn't send me down choosing the aisle. I always joke about I'm a child of Holocaust survivors. Didn't tell me, choose your mother, your father. I had a great, Hashem, I still have mother alive, and I have a father who was a great, very sweet, loving man. But we didn't choose anything. Didn't choose I should grow up at Williamsburg. Didn't choose a million things I didn't choose. I'm put here. And Hashem said, you're here in this world, do what, this is your job. And know that we're here doing a job. And the reason why we forget about this, because we don't take time to think what life is. If you would take 20 minutes a day just to meditate. I met someone who does, you know, became religious, used to do a different type of meditation. I noticed that he meditated. You become calmer. You're able to look at life much better. Mostly, you should ask yourself when you meditate, you know, I am living a day. I ask myself at the end of the day, if today I wasn't happy, who lost out today? You know, I always tell people, the sun set today with your smile, without your smile. And we're going to retire tonight and go to bed with the smile. Wouldn't it be better we have smiled all day long? Let's be honest. What was missing that you were not smiling today? I've said this once before, and I say it to myself every day when I hear this. I just recently heard this. Someone called me with a shawl and says, how are you doing? I'm hanging in. You know, I mean, I'm surviving. No, I think I said this once before, but I'll say it again. I came to L.A. not knowing how to speak English. I remember walking home from shul. I met a guy, and we say, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? And he says, I'm hanging in. I didn't know what it meant. It's the first time I heard this. And I says, what did he say? Hanging in. And then I met him, I remember afterwards, and I says, I never want to hang in. Never. I want to be there. Hanging, I finally got it. Hang means I'm holding. Ooh. That's how you want to live? You should want to live. Do you know why we hang in there? Because we don't realize there's a purpose for our life here. You have a purpose. You know, hanging in means, I don't know what I'm doing, you know. Just, you know, how does someone says, I'm living with the flow, I think in English, something like that. How do you say? Going with the flow. Some like that. No, I'm not interested in going with the flow. I want to live. But the reason is because we're not connected to Hashem. And you just got, if you take into yourself, we are truly loved over and over again. And we should cry in the Chor Mishamigdish that we feel so far from Hashem. And if more you cry in the Chor Mishamigdish, you bring the Shechina into your house. You bring a light into yourself. Literally. See, there's another part of which the Medrash says, another very, very important thing. The Medrash says, Imoi unoichi b'tzora. You know what that means? That when we are in pain, the Shechina is right there with us. He's not, you know, many people have this. I heard this expression recently, someone's going a very hard time. He says, you know, I was convinced Hashem forgot about me. I was like, wow. The person really believed that, going through a very difficult time, something terrible happened. And the attitude was, you know, Hashem just forgot that I exist. I says, Eev said worse. You know what Eev said? Eev said to Hashem, maybe my name was misspelled. Eev, if you rearrange the words, it means Oyev. Eev was his name, and if you have the letters, first Al above, then a Yud, it means my enemy. Eev said to Hashem, you know, maybe you misspelled my name. You look at my name, I'm not your enemy. When a person is in a lot of pain, he, you know, it's very hard. But we have to remember, Imoi unoichi b'tzora, the Chazal say, the Shechina is literally, the Chazal say that when the Shechina left, he went with the children in Golas. And Yeremia, a very interesting Medrash. The Medrash says Yeremia decided to go with the people in exile. So the Gemara says the Shechina came to him. He said to him, "Either you go or I go." So Yeremia says, "I think it's better you go with them." The Shechina, the Gemara says that the Rebbeinu Shloilem, we say in davening, the Shechina in heaven is connected to the place of the Beis Hamikdash. And the Baruch Hashem says, I'm not going to go into my place in heaven till the Beis Hamikdash down here is going to be built. Kaviyuchul, the Rebbeinu Shloim is misplaced, is not living in his own home. Since we're not living in our home, he's not living. Not only is he not living there, in a hidden way, the Shechina is with us all the time. We don't see it and we don't feel it. But the more you believe in it, you have to tell the Shem is with you all the time. You know, it's a lesson that I'm going to say, because, you know, Rabbi Kita Luchas goes into deep Kabbalistic things over here, but he repeats himself in many different chapters, this idea. And I realize it's very powerful. Most people do not believe that Hashem loves them. You know, when things go, I've said this story, but it just happened this week, and I'm going to go into details. You know, I once said over this, a guy came to me, Purim, and he had a very cute child, you know. I said, wow, what a good-looking child. Finds himself, it's me. The next year, came the next year, I was not so pretty. I say, huh? No, it's my wife. You know, when things go good for us, it's me. When things go bad, people ask me, why me? You know, the truth is that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we don't understand because we're too small. I always tell people, the two-year-old who gets bathed, or the three-year-old who gets bathed and puts up a tantrum and doesn't want to be bathed. Or, you know, one of my grandchildren didn't want to go to school. And the child thinks you're torturing for not going to school. Child is too young to understand that it's important to go to school. We don't understand what's happening. We have absolutely zero idea. But the more you believe that Hashem loves you, the more you bring good mazel onto yourself. You sweeten, the Zohar says, you sweeten the koyach midas hadin. Very, very important, this thing. Very important. Most people, you know, young people are full of life because they feel loved. You should get up and tell yourself tomorrow, I'll be smiling all day. Hashem wants me. Look, if the heart is beating, you are wanted by Hashem. And the truth is that what do we learn from Klal Yisrael in the desert, this 40 years, Moshe Benyamin repeats them, that we continuously need to feed our intellect the good thoughts. With me giving a speech here 45 minutes, no one's going to change. Let me tell you clearly. But what it's going to change, if you take these ideas of Rav Nachman and you work on it, you meditate over it. I just challenge you all, let do one day tomorrow, smile all day, and tell me it was such a bad day. Fake it. You know, most people don't want to smile. It's incredible powerful. I myself was amazed. My wife was 6 weeks in the hospital, and I would come, before I would go walk up in the hospital, I put a huge fake smile, and it changed everything. And if you do it, you start smiling. But why don't we smile? I always tell people, we resist only good things. If you're addicted to something, it must be not good. No one is addicted to health bread. You ever heard of health people? I'm addicted to my health bread. I need my whole milk. I didn't drink it. I feel sick. Speak to a guy smoking, and he's an addict. I need my fix. Where's the cigarettes? What you resist is always good. And what you get addicted is never good. And, you know, that's why we don't want to smile. Isn't that amazing? And truly, you know, I've said this to my children. The first time I went to Oman, it was 23 years ago. It was 24 years ago. And the poverty there was... I don't want to go detail it. I came home. I says, "What's with us?" I rented an apartment. There was no shower there. We Americans, you know, it's a house doesn't have, apartment doesn't have three showers, it's not good. But Yevid, two is also good. But Yevid. Imagine there was no shower. We were looking at each other. We paid money for this apartment. There's no shower, we Americans. There was no water. Twice a day, an hour a day, the water runs. And they told us to put the plastic in another basket. Says, how? These Russians, these Ukrainians are busy with, recycling. No, they took the plastic and washed it for themselves. We are so blessed, we don't even realize it. So that's why we don't walk around happy. You got to work. Happiness, getting close to Hashem, meditating is work. Good things is work. To be depressed, we could all let go and become depressed like nothing. Happiness, you got to, it's called kimbaseh. And the only way to do it is got to remind yourself every day. Every day you should tell yourself, my heart is beating, I have a purpose in this world. God wants me here. I'm sure all of you touched someone today, there's no question. Sometimes you realize it, sometimes you don't, but there's a purpose why you are here. And Hashem chose you. I've said this often when I was a young teenager, there was an advertisement that says, Uncle Sam wants you. I was very young, I remember asking my older brother, who is Uncle Sam? But I remember, it sounded good. Uncle Sam wants you. He wants you like an echte getug, we say in Yiddish. But, you know, but the truth is that when you are, Hashem wants you. The fact you're alive, you're wanted. Yeah, you want to ask something?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you're allowed to walk around smiling. Not Tisha B'Av, the 9 days. You're allowed to be machmer and smile. No? When I was young, I used to think, now that I play music, when I was young, I used to think, when I was really young, I used to think that people like music, you know, the goyimer, are happy. Then I realize it's nothing. It's full of, they're not even happy. You see teenagers listening to them banging away, they're not happy. Happiness comes, you decide to be happy. Mostly decide and tell yourself that Hashem, I'm living here. You are wanted by Hashem. He chose you. You're raising your family, it doesn't make a difference. You are, I want you here, Hashem. If He doesn't want us here, we wouldn't be here. How many, we all have friends who are gone a long time. Who doesn't have friends and relatives? And I have a sister who passed away young. You know, who doesn't have someone who passed away young? So you're here because the only reason we are here because Hashem wants you here. So tomorrow morning you get up, say, yay, I'm alive. Fake it, you'll make it. See, but the way to do it, you must take time for yourself and talk to Hashem. And the more you talk to Hashem, the more you realize, I'm part of this. Imagine, I am a creature of the Creator of the universe. I didn't happen. I'm not a monkey. Others believe you come from monkeys. I believe I come from Hashem created me. Isn't that amazing? From the one who created the entire universe says, I want you to live today. And not only that, but I love you dearly. And I want the best of the best for you. And the truth is, that's what we have to do tshuva. We have to do tshuva how we accused Hashem for not being in a for not believing that how good he is to us. So take 20 minutes. You know, one of the great blessings we have, I asked someone to look up how many hours people waste on the internet and television. It's a frightening up how many hours people waste. It's just really frightening. Everyone get 20 minutes, put your phone on, off, and sit 20 minutes, you and Hashem. And if you can't even talk, just sit there. I tell Hashem, I came to talk to you. Sometimes I know what to talk to you, sometimes but I want to talk to you. And you start talking to him, he literally comes into your mind. Slowly you'll feel the presence of Hashem. And it's challenging because, you know, in a relationship, you know, you have your wife, your children, it's a two-way street. Here we must create a relationship because we caused the Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's why it's so hard. So we have to fight for the relationship. So I hope the next week we're going to be in Rosh Hashanah. Next week, Tuesday, is going to be Tisha B'Av. But we never know, maybe Mashiach will be here and we won't have to fast. But until then, you know, take advantage that you're alive and smile and take time. Celebrate that you're alive. And tell yourself, I want this day of life to be meaningful for myself. Yes?
What's the best way to take advantage of these 9 days?
Best way is to sit down and tell yourself that we should take the hate out of our hearts. We should not hate anyone, and we should not only hate everyone, we should feel the love of Hashem to us. And do tshuva that we accuse Hashem that He doesn't like us. You know, if people married, and anyone had this in a relationship, and a person says, you know, you didn't mean it for my sake, you don't love me, it's the most painful thing you can imagine. There are people who don't feel ever loved, and it's true. So I hope you all have a great week. Okay.